Ibai Lahu. That was the first Ibai of the Gemara. Yisha Niknes Bebiya. And the Bnei Yeshiva had a Shaila. When we say Biya, is it Tchilas Biya Kaina? Or is it Soif Biya Kaina? What's the Nafkamina? Number one, if there was Hara, and she was Pashta to Yadam, a Kabbal Kedushim from somebody else. If Tchilas Biya is Kaina, she's already an Eish Ish. If Soif Biya is Kaina, she's not an Eish Ish. The second Nafkamina, which was interesting, was could a Kain Gadol be Mekadesh of Psula with Biya? As soon as the Kain Gadol does Tchilas Biya, at that point she's already a Ba'ula, at that point there's a Nisra say for him to marry her. If Tchilas Biya is Kaina, then at the same time that she became a Ba'ula, he was already Kaina. So it comes out, at the time that he did the Biya, really she was a Psula. If Saif Biya is Kaina, so Tchilas Biya made her into a Ba'ula, she herself wasn't Niknes until the Gemara Biya, in which case, he'd be over the Asay. And the Gemara was Machriya the Shailo. The Gemara said, Amar Ameymar, Mishmei Derava, Kol Abayot, Daiti Al Gemara Biya. In other words, Biya is not Tchilas Biya Kaina, but rather it's Soif Biya Kaina. Tosfos, Dibra Maschel, Kol Abayot, Daiti Al Gemara Biya, asks Akasha from a Mefurish Gemara, Mesachtes Yivomis, Daf Nun Hei Amadeis. So, in the introduction to the Daf, we mentioned that there's a Sugi Arucha, in Perek Abal Yevimta, Yivomis Daf Nun Hei, where the Gemara discusses the definition of Biya in Ruba de Ruba of areas in Halacha. And the Gemara says that Biya means Hara. It means Chilas Biya. So, Abal Yevimtai, Behara. All these Surei Biya is Bahara. We just saw that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Ba'ula. What would be the definition of Ba'ula? Hara. So in all the different fashidina areas of Halacha that discuss Biya, the Taitsh of Biya would always be Hara. One of those Gemaras, this is literally one line in Yevamos Non Hamadeis, says as follows, Isha Labayla Minolon. How do you know that an Isha whose nickness Bebiya is also Niknes Bahara. Zokti Gemara, Asya Kicha Kicha. I learned it from Gzeir Shava. What's the Gzeir Shava? Kicha Kicha. Now this is the other Kicha Kicha. This is not the Kicha Kicha of Kedushin Daf Beis fame. But this is a different Gzeir Shava Kicha Kicha. It says Kikach Ish Isho Ba'ala. It also says V'isha Sheikach Es Achoysoi Bas Obevoi Basimoi. So it says the word Kicha by Kedushin. And it says the word Kicha by the Erva of Achoysoi. Just like the Erva of Achoysoi, what's the Taitsh of Biya? It's Hara, like the Gemara speaks out. So too, Isha Niknes Bebiya is going to be Al Yedei Hara. Frey Toysos, I have a stira. Mamish Schwarz and Weiss doesn't get more of a stira than this. I have two Gemaras and Shas that blatantly contradict each other. I have Kedushin Daf Yudam and Aleph, where the Gemara had any Boya, Tchilas Biya Koina, Soif Biya Koina, but at the end of the day, Omer Amemer, Mishmei Derava, Kolabayot, Aital Gemara Biya, that it's Soif Biya, it's the Gemara Biya that's Koina. And I have a Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis, Isha Lebailo Minolon, that she's Niknes Barah, Asya Kicha Kicha, albeit the other Kicha Kicha, it's a Zerushava. So what's going on over here? How do you reconcile these two Gemara? So Taisa says four terutzim. Taisa starts quoting Bali Taisa. You see this sometimes. Taisa brings the teretz from the Rajba. Taisa brings the teretz from the Rivam. Taisa brings the teretz from Rabbeinu Tam. And Taisa brings the teretz from Rabbeinu Nissim Goy. Now, if you go through the four terutzim, it's really four that are three. The Rajba's teretz and the Rivam's teretz are Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'oisenyan. But really, three Mahalchim had to answer this kasha. I think it's kedai to mention all three. The first Mahalch, the Rajba said that really, Haroz Koina, when it comes to Isha Niknes, just like it is by Yevamos, and just like it is in all areas of Halacha. What did our Gemara mean when it says, Kol Abayol Daite Al Gemar Biya? The Gemara means that even though really Tchilas Biya is Koina, but there's an umdana that the person himself probably doesn't want to be Koina with Tchilas Biya. Because Kol Abayol Daite Al Gemar Biya. But let's say the person would only do a Hara. Itaku wouldn't do a Gemar Biya. In that case, for sure, the Hara would be Koina. Kol Habayol, if he does a full Biya, Daitei Al Gemar Biya. So if she was pushed to Yada, for example, after the Ra, before the Gemar Biya, and a Chanami. But it's really just because we assume that's what his Kavana was. But you want to know the pure trick in the Halacha? The Halacha is that Hara, Vada would be Kaina. For sure, each and this Biya could mean Hara. And that's what the Gemara in Yevamos Non Hei Amadeis is saying. What does our Gemara mean? That although it's true that would work, but that's not what a person's das usually is. So to the extent that he does a fartig biya, for sure his kavana was that the fartig biya should be koina, not the tchilas biya should be koina. But Enechanami, the Rashba says, what would be if the person would only do a tchilas biya? Only doing a tchilas biya, in that case, really the tchilas biya would be koina. our Gemara is talking about where he did a full bia, and the case of Pashta Yada then would mean that there was a hara, and before the Gemara bia, she was Pashta Yada and Kibla Kedusha Meyacher. But the bottom line is, both Gemaras are true. The first Gemara that says hara is kaina because that is the halacha, hara itself would be enough. At the same time, if you're going to do a Gemara bia, Daitei al Gemara bia, it's only the Gemara bia that's going to work. The Rivam said very similar. The Rivam said that our Gemara is talking about with a person Minastam did a bia. The Gemara in Yevamos on Hayamid Beis is talking about where the person made a disclaimer. He said, I'm being Mekadosh Bebiyah. However, I want not to do what most people do, which is Daitei al Gemara Biyah. I want to be kind with the Tchilas Biyah. Hara is kaina, even by Isha Lebaila Asya Kicha Kicha. And therefore, that is in and of itself going to be considered a Isha Niknes Bebiyah. I call a Bayo. Yeah, that's Minastam. But if he makes a disclaimer, not. In other words, the Rashban, the Rivam are saying, Me'inyan, Le'inyan, Ba'isa, Inyan, that it's not a stira. The Gemara in Yevamos on Hayamid Beis is talking about the definition, the technical definition of Biyah. Our Gemara here in Kedusha Daf Yud Amud Aleph is discussing the das of a person. From the standpoint of the technical definition of Biyah, Hara, Tchilas Biyah is considered a Biyah. However, from the standpoint of the das of the person, then we assume it's the Gemara Biyah. L'may Nafkamina? What would be if he only did a Tchilas Biyah? That was the way the Rashba said it. Another Nafkamina would be if he made a disclaimer and he said Mefurish that I want to be koinah with the Tchilas Biyah. That's the way the Rivam said it. But the point is, it sounds like a real stira, but really after further review, it's not such a stira. Because Yevamos on Hayamid Beis is discussing the pure technical definition of Biyah, even as it relates to Isha L'Bayla. And Kedushin Daf Yud is talking about the umdana, the das of a person. Okay, so Nafkamina would be when the person is telling you that his das is really not what the das of a person usually is. That's Tosfos' first mahalach. The second mahalach Tosfos brings is from Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said even more pasha. Rabbeinu Tam said that being that the Gemara comes out in Yevamos Don Hey, that the definition of Biyah is always Hara, so it comes out Stam, whenever Chazal used the word Biyah, they always mean Hara. And if that's the case, when the Gemara had a Shaila, Yiboylu, Tchilas Biyah Kain, Oysoif Biyah Kain, you know what the Shaila was? Tchilas Hara, Oysoif Hara. Meaning Hara also has a Tchila and a Soif. And that was good for the Shaila. It's not a stira, it's no Shaychas. Kasha Fank Nishdon, it's a Toys to Kasha. Because Biyah here means Hara. Why would you think Biyah means Hara? Gufa because of Yevamos Don Hey. Once Yevamos Don Hey Paskin, that the taicha bia is hara, that means stam bia and halacha always means hara, even regarding Isha L'Bayla. You're supposed to know that. So you're supposed to know Yevamos by the time you get up to Kedushin. It's earlier in the Machsa, right? So you're supposed to know that. So said Rabbeinu Tam, the taicha bia is hara, and the ibaya was not hara or the end of the bia. The ibaya of the Gemara was, is it chilas hara or is it saif hara? And then Tais brings a third mahalach. This time, mahalach, he brings from one of the Gaonim, Rabbeinu Nissim Goyim Tirets. He said a davar nifla. He said that the two sugyas are not talking about the same level of ishos. Our Gemara, Kamuvin, is talking about what? It's talking about isha niknes bebiya. Isha niknes b'shalish drachim, b'kasef, b'shtar, bebiya. And it's regarding kedushay biya, that our Gemara came out. The Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis, is talking about where a person used bia for nesuin. So we spoke out in the Haktamah to the Masechta. How does nesua happen? So it's confusing, which is why like the whole chuppah process takes like an hour, because there's a batekin and there's a yichid room and then there's the actual chuppah. And it's a whole matzv, the chuppah. And it's because we're trying to be yotze all the different shittas. But for sure, said Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen, that if the husband would be ba al ishtoi l'shem nesuin, that would zicha be nesuin. The Aruch HaShulchan that we spoke at in the Hakdama. But the point is, for sure, bia would be nesuin. And if bia would be nesuin, that's what the Gemara Yevamos was talking about. So versus Negeya, the Gemara in Kedushin that says it's Gemara bia that was talking about bia's erisin. As it relates to the Gemara that says Asya Kicha Kicha, that Gemara is actually not talking about Bias Erisin. It's talking about Bias Nesuin. And being that it's talking about Bias Nesuin, it's not a stira. Bias Erisin is Gemara Bia. Bias Nesuin is Tchilas Bia. Tosfos asks, A very starky kasha Rabbeinu Nissim Goyin. It's the last line of Tosfos. Oh, but the kasha leperushai, I have a problem with Rabbeinu Nissim Goyin's teretz. Why? The kicha kicha gabi kedushin ksiv. Because if the gzereshav is kicha kicha, we know isha niknis bekasef asu kicha kicha. And even though it's not the same kicha kicha, but it's the same kicha on the kedushin side, right? The other kicha is different. The first kicha is the same. So says Tosfos, I understand. If the makor is kicha kicha, kicha kicha is the kedushin the gesugia. So it's not an asu in the gesugia. How could you tell me asu kicha kicha to teach me that? Nisuin is going to be totally barrel. But Akapan, these are the three terutzim. At first glance, it seems like an offen astira. Our Gemara, Kedushin, Nafiyunam, and Alv sounds like that it's the Gemara Bia. Yevamos on Hamad Beis is Mefurish. It's Tchilas Bia. How do you reconcile? So, three Gangen. The first is the Rashban, the Rivam, which on the Inyan, Le'inyan, Ba'isa Inyan, that really Tchilas Bia is Koina. However, Daitish Shaladam is like Gemara Bia. Lamay Nafkimina, if he tells you Mefurish, that's not his act. Either he was Pirish after that row, or he made a disclaimer. The second Malchus Rabbeinu Tam, it's not a Kasha at all. Avad, it's Tchilas Bia. Yevamis nun hey is tchilas beer. Kedushin daf yud is tchilas beer. I it said soif beer. It means the soif of the tchilas beer. But Avadim, it's all tchilas beer. And Rabbeinu Nissim Goyin said that the answer to the stira is that the two different sugis are talking about two different shlavin, two different phases of marriage. Yevamis nun hey medeis is talking about bias nesuin and kedushin daf yud aban aleph kemuvin that we know is talking about bias erisin zeyazay poshet toisvis right here on the amud. Demis is. There's another kasha that Rishonim asks. Rishonim, the Ritva asks the kasha right here, Kedushin Daf Yud. The Rif asks this kasha in the beginning of Perek Abba Yevimtoi. And that is, the Gemara comes out here in Kedushin Daf Yud Amid Aleph that Ho'isha Niknes Babia means Gemar Bia. Kol Aboyo Daite Al Gemar Bia. Yevama is Niknes Behara. That's the Mishnah Abba Yevimtoi. What's the definition of Bia Hara? So the Rishonim asked, why is it that Ha'isha Niknes B'Bia is Gmar Bia? And why is it that a Yevama, Yevama Yava Yolea, she's Niknes B'Hara? That's the Rishonim's Kasha. It's not the Tais Kasha. Tais Kasha was a stira in Ha'isha Niknes B'Bia Gufa. This Kasha is a different Kasha. What's the difference between Isha Niknes B'Bia, where the Gemara came out as Gmar Bia, and Yevama, where the halacha is that Yevama's nickness betchilas bia. Now, although the kasha is not the same kasha, but obviously how to answer the second kasha is going to be totally in how you answer the first kasha. And the reason it's going to be totally in how you answer the first kasha is because the first kasha really brings out the pshat in how you learn pasha pshat in the Gemara. It's always that way, right? The Bali Toisus were being mefarish the Gemara, just like Rashi was being mefarish the Gemara. Bali Toisus weren't just saying pilpul, they weren't just saying rei, they weren't just telling lomdis. Bali Toisus were being mefarish the Gemara. At the end of the day, when you finish a Toisus, you're supposed to look back. Okay, how did that change the Gemara, right? What did Toisus just do to the Gemara? Just like Rashi was mefarish the Gemara, the Bali Toisus were mefarish the Gemara. But ultimately, what emerges from these three mahalchim in how to answer the stira between the two Gemaras is three different mahalchim how to learn Pashup Shad in our Gemara, right? According to the Rashba and the Rivam, when the Gemara says that kol aboyel daite al gmar bia, what it means is that min astam isha niknes b'bia is always going to be gmar bia. Unless you have das, you let us know otherwise, that's always the way it's going to be. The way Rabbeinu Tam answered the stira, what emerges from the Gemara is kol aboyel daite al gmar bia means tchilas bia, just means the gmar, the end of the tchilas bia. And the way Rabbeinu Nissim Goyin learned the Gemara is that kol aboyel daite al gmar bia means Gmar Bia, but only by Erisin, as opposed to by Nesuin. There, this halach is not going to be true. There, really, the halach is going to be that the Isha is going to be Niknes with the Tchilas Bia. So, based on the three Mahalchim, again, Posh, we're not saying anything fancy. Three Poshib Shads had to learn this Gemara. So, now let's see what we do with the other Kasha. So, you have Isha Niknes, Big Bia means Gmar Bia. Why is it different than a Yevama? Zok the Ritva right here in our sugya. The Pshat says, the Pshat is, because why is it that Isha is Niknes B'Gmar Bia? I the Gemara and Yevama is don't have a base. Isha l'bailam minolon, asu kicha kicha, not from Steyafrin, from Achoisoi. Frank, the Ritva is the Chastira. So the Ritva answers the Kasha the way the Rashba and the Rivam answer the Kasha. And that is, that really Isha Niknes is Afila B'Tchilas Bia. Aye, why then does the Gemara say that over here it's really Isha Niknes could be Tchilas Bia? However, the assumption is that a person's Das is that it's always the Gemara Bia. Where's the negeya then that it would be tchilas biya? If the person lehedya had das to do it in the tchilas biya, so says the Ritval. If he's that's pasha, the answer by yavamis. Why? Because we know that Allah is a ba yavimtoi. Bein b'shoigig, bein b'mesid, bein b'aynas, bein b'ratzen, Allah is kana. A yavam's das plays no role. So a vifl the taich of biya is hara. The only reason it's gmar biya is because kol abayo daite al gmar biya. When it comes to yavam, we don't care about his das. So if we don't care about his das, it's pasha. That's why the Allah is always going to be tchilas biya. Zeyu good. The riff learnt the Gemara the way Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen learnt the Gemara. So the Rif, who asked the same exact kasha, that why is it that as it relates to Kalabayo Daitalak Marbiya regarding Kedushin, yet Yavam is always going to be Ara, Zok the Rif Gavaldi, because this Gemara is only talking about Erisin. It's not talking about Nesuin. If that's the case, it's Pashit why Yibum is going to be Tchilas Biya, because Yibum is Daimit to Erisin or it's Daimit to Nesuin. Zok the Rif, it's Pashit to me that it's Daimit to Nesuin. Why? Because what's the difference between Erisin and Nesuin? Erisin, you're getting married for the first time. Nesuin, you already have an Erisin. You're already skukavai medes. So that's why, being that you're already skukavai medes, you don't need a gmar beer. All you need is a tchilas beer. It's Dr. Riff, if that's the case. Yibum is also ishek nolam and hashamayim. And because it's ishek nolam and hashamayim, so therefore it comes out, you already have the skukavai medes. And if you have the skukavai medes, so therefore all you're going to need is a tchilas beer. You're not going to need a gmar beer. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the kasha doesn't even start. According to Rabbeinu Tam, there's no stira. Yavama Abba Yavimta is Hara, and Aisha Niknes Babi is also Hara. Ay, Gmar Bia means the Gemara of the Hara. But there's no steer. But the bottom line is that the way you answer the second Kasha is going to be mitlatoli in how you answer the first Kasha. If the answer to the first Kasha is that really Isha Niknes Babia is Tchilas Bia, it's only because Yadasnes for the Gemara Bia. So that's Pasha why by Yibam it's always going to be Tchilas Bia. Because Yibam you don't need Das. Your Das plays no role. Haba Yavimta Bishaygi Pimezeb Ainis Baratzin is automatically going to be Kaina. If that's the case, then it's always going to be Tchilas Bia. Because the minute there's a Tchilas Bia, there was already enough Bia. By Isha Niknes Babia also a Tchilas Bia if you know for sure that the person's Das is to be current to Tchilas Bia, that would be enough. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Kasha fight Nishtar, and according to Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen, that was the Rif who said that the Chilik, the reason Gemar Bia is because we're talking about Erisin, but Enechanami Nisuin, that's the Isha Labaila, Asi Kicha Kicha, the Gemara Yibam is Donayam at base. So it's Gvaldik because Yibam is like Nisuin, in both cases, Atzada Shava Shavahena, Shekane Skukavai Medes, and being that it's Skukavai Medes, so it's for that reason, in that case, it's going to be different. So I'll tell you, we'll end with this. A niflidiga avne maluim, shocking. But a niflidiga avne maluim, and this is in Simin Lamigimel, it's Sifka and Dal. It's a long shtickle, which is beyond the scope of what we do. But this is Pashat, the last paragraph of a very, very long shtickle. So I just want to get this klar one more time. I think it's G'day. We have three mahalchim had to answer the stira between Kedushin Daf Yonam and Aleph and Yevamis Nun Heyamid Beis. Whether Isha Niknes be Tchilas Bia a Saif Bia. We also have two Mahalchim had an answer, not a stira, but a kasha between Kiddushin Daf Yod and the Mishnah in the beginning of Perak Abba Yavimtai. Why is it that Isha Niknes be Gmar Bia, and why is it that Abba Yavimtai Behara is already Koin? And if you think about the three ways to answer this kasha and the two ways to answer that kasha, there's going to be nafkamin, as we said. Tosfos is terutzim, are not just terutzim. It's at the end of the day, it's different mahalchim, poshid, how to learn the Gemara. Meaning, at the end of the day, halacha l'maisa, ha'isha niknes bebiya. It's chilas biya, it's soif biya. I mean, it sounds like that was the Gemara Shaila, and the Gemara came out that it's Gemara Biya. But really, after you go through the Rishonim, poshid, shana, and the Gemara is going to merge a little bit differently, depending on which Rishon you are. According to the first Teretz, the Rashba and the Rivam, what's going to emerge is that Isha Niknes Be'erisin is Bigmar Bia, but if you say you want it to be Tchilas Bia, it's going to be Tchilas Bia. Meaning, you can say I want it to be Tchilas Bia, we assume your Das is Gmar Bia. But if you say before you want it to be Tchilas Bia, it's going to be Tchilas Bia. So it's up to you. It could be Gmar Bia, it could be Tchilas Bia. You almost have the choice. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's always Tchilas Bia. No, it was never a steer. It's always Tchilas Bia, and it's always the Gemara of the Tchilas Bia. You can't say I want it to be the Gemara. It's not the way it works. The Taicha Bia is Bia. So that's what it is with the Nafkiminas of the Gemara. That is the way this works. And according to Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen, there's a chilul between Erisin and Nesuin. That's his chiddush. That when it comes to Erisin, it's Gmar Bia, always and only Gmar Bia. It can never be Tchilas Bia. And when it comes to Nesuin, there it's going to be Tchilas Bia. I want to put this in slightly different words just to set this up. Because it's a shtickle. But just as, not long, but a shtickle. Just to set this up. And that is, that really what emerges is that according to the Rashi and the Rivan, if someone asked the Rashi and the Rivan, is it possible to have an Isha Niknes Bebiya with Tchilas Bia? After learning Kedushin Daf Yoram Aral, you say, yeah, of course. You learn Yavamus, learn Hayam and Days. I, the Gemara, said Gmar Bia. Usually the Das is Gmar Bia, but if he would say Meforish Tchilas Bia, he'd be Purish after Aral. For sure. If somebody would have came to Rabbeinu Tam's court, and he would have said, Rabbeinu Tam, Rabban Shal Kol B'nei Agoylo, Isha Niknes Bebiya, could it be Tchilas Bia? It's Havada. That is what it is. It's not that Tchilas, it's a Gemara. Ask you Kicha Kicha, not that Kicha, the other Kicha Kicha. I, Gmar Bia, means the Gemara of the Tchilas Bia. If somebody would come to Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen, it's also the Shitas HaRif in Abba Yevimtoi, and someone would ask the Rif, Isha Niknes Betchilas Bia, is that Shayach? Can Isha be Niknes Bia? Say, no way. Nesuin. But Erisin Avadanit, right? So it comes out just mit klorkei that according to the Rashba, the Rivam, according it's also the Shitas Haritva, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's meglich to have Isha Niknes Bebiya with Tchilas Bia. Hagam the Gemara said before, it's not that way, seemingly. According to Rabbeinu Nisagoyen and the Rif, there's no such thing. The Shudah is a Mitzias, no such Bria. Avada, even though Harah is always Bia, but when it comes to Erisin over there, it's going to be different. The Taich of Bia always is what? It's always going to be Gemar Bia. Unless it's Nesuin, then already it's going to be different. So Zokta Avni Meluim, I saw in the Sefer Shara Melech, he brings a Kasha from the Mishnah Lamelech, a Nifla Diga Kasha. So yesterday's Daf, the Gemara said, Bebiya mino. Isha niknes because of shtar bia. How do you know Isha's niknes bebiya? Rabbi Yochanan. Some Rabbi Avol send the neighbor Rabbi Yochanan. The Amakrotz learned that from the pasuk that says beulas bal. Ki imotzi ish shoychev im isha beulas bal. Melamit shenasalo bal al yedei bil. That was Rabbi Yochanan's memory in yesterday's that. So the Gemara said, Omalei Rabbi Zeru the Rabbi Avol. Rabbi Zeru told Rabbi Avol. V'amid l'asom say Rish Lakish the Rabbi Yochanan. Ku'ura zu sheshana Rebbe. Ubala melamit shenikness bebiya. What is this? Something not nice? Is this something disgusting about the memra of that the brisa that was brought in the beginning of the Masechta, ki yikach ish isha uba'ala, that from ba'ala, incidentally, it's interesting, just struck me now, that we know Rabbi Yochanan was very handsome. Rabbi Avol was also very handsome. There's like a little play here. Ka'ura Zusha Shana Rebbe, was there something not so handsome about it? Ki'ilu, right? These were two very, very famous, good-looking men. But the bottom line is, Ku'ura Zusha Shana Rebbe, is there something wrong? Uba'ala Melamed Sheniknes Bebiya? Right, what's wrong with the reason that the Braisa gave? I understand why you need to have a different reason for. We already said, Ki'ikach Ish Isha Uba'ala. So from Ba'ala we learn that Isha's Niknes Bebiya. So I don't need Bula's Ba'alfa. I have a Pasik, the Ikka Parish of Kedushin already says. And the Gemara said, Teres. The Gemara said, no. Because had it only said, Ki'ikach Ish Isha Uba'ala, I would have thought like this. Ki'ikach, we know, means Kesef, Ki'icha, Ki'icha, from Steyefen. Uba'ala means Bias. So I would have thought that you need to have Sai Kesef and Sai Bi'ila. I would have thought you need the two together. Kamash Malon, Be'ulas Baal, teaches me that Be'ila alone is Kaina. And once I know that Be'ila alone is Kaina, that's already a Giloy. And I had to learn the parish of Yikikach Ish Ish Uba'ala. And now I know that when it says Ki'ikach, it means Kesef Lechot. And when it says Uba'ala, it means Be'ila Lechot. Meaning, Lefiyah Emes, the Bryce is right. Ki'ikach is the Makar to Kesef. Uba'ala, that's the Makar to Be'ila. But I need Be'ulas Baal. Rabbi Yochanan is just explaining how the Tanam knew what they knew. They knew it from Be'ulas Baal. Because without Be'ulas Baal, without a Mefurish Giloy, that Bi'ila alone is koina, I might have thought that it's Kesef u Bi'ila together, Kamash Malon, but Ula's Baal, that Bi'ila's koina l'chod, Bi'ila's koina l'chod, that's all two Kesef's gonna be koina l'chod, and that's how I'm gonna know how to read the pasuk, Ki Yikach Ish Isha u Baal. Freit the Gemara, you mean to tell me that had it not said Be'ula's Baal, you would have thought that the way Isha's nickness is Be Kesef u Bi'ila. You would have to have both. If that's the case, Naira Murasa, Echem Shkachasla. How do you have a Naira Murasa? So what's a Naira Murasa? A Naira Murasa is a Naira. She's also a Besula. That's important to the Gemara's Kasha. And she's Murasa. The halach is, she's a Nashis Ish. Ordinarily, a man that's Mazana with a Nashis Ish was Chai Misa, which Misa Chenek. But a Naira Murasa, her Misa gets upgraded, and instead of it being Chenek, her Misa was really Skiva. The Kasha is, how could you have a Naira Murasa? A Viful, she's a Naira Hamurasa, that means she had Erisin. She had Erisin, and this Havamina, what's the title of Erisin? It was Kesef and it was Bia. So if she had Kesef and she had Bia, that means she's not a Besula. She's not a Besula, so Naim Rasa, Hechem Shkachas, and the Gemara said two terutzim. First teretz is, it's talking about it was Baal Shalai Kedarka. If the Bia was Shalai Kedarka, it's considered Bia, so she would be Niknes, but at the same time, she's still going to be a Besula. Inami, maybe it was Makadosh with Shtar. It wasn't so pasha to the Gemara that if you need Kesef or Bia, that Shtar would work. But in the second teretz of the Gemara says he was Makadosh with Shtar, so that's how she became a Naim Rasa. Taka didn't involve Bia, and if that's the case, it didn't involve Kesef, but a Taka happened Al Kedush Shtar. But this was the Shak of the Gemara. So, Tzok the Shara Melech, I saw a Nifla de Gekasha from the Mishlo Melech. Mishlo Melech asked that in the Havamin of the Gemara, that the Gemara thinks that the way Aisha is Niknes is Saibe Kesef and Saibe Bia. Without Ba'ulas Baal, Rabbi Yochanan said, that's what I would have thought. So the Gemara said, how could you have thought that? If that would have been the case, there'd be a Parsha in the Torah that's extinct. You wouldn't have the Parsha of the Naira Murasa. Fake the Mishlo Melech, why the Gemara only ask from Naira Murasa? The Gemara should have asked another Kasha. There's another Parsha in the Torah that would be extinct. Which Parsha in the Torah would be extinct? The Parsha of a Kohen Gadol not able to marry a psula. Meaning, a Kohen Gadol would not be able to get married. Why would a Kohen Gadol not be able to get married? Told Cheshman here. The reason is because a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a psula. He can only marry a psula. Okay, so that's not a problem. Kohen Gadol can't marry a psula. So is that a problem for him to get married? No. Be Mekadosh and Isha Bekesef, be Mekadosh and Isha Beshai. Maybe you're going to run into an issue if you try and be Mekadosh Bebiya. The problem is, if the only way in that Habamina of the Gemara is to get married with Kesef and Bia, so it comes out he's going to have to get married Bebiya. If he's going to have to get married Bebiya, if he's getting married Bebiya, you're going to run into an issue, he's not allowed to marry her. Now, the emphasis is like this. Could a Kohen Gadol be Mekadosh and Isha with Bia? It's a Mefurish Gemara, today's stuff. Daf Yudam and Aleph. The Gemara says, that's an Afkimina if you hold that Tchilas Bia is Koina, Soif Bia is Koina. And the Gemara came out of Maskana that if you hold that it's Soif Bia, Gemara Bia is Koina, comes out of Kohen Gadol can't be Mekadosh Bia. And the Maskana of Gemara is that Gemara Bia is Koina. So if Gemara Bia is Koina and a Kohen Gadol can't be Mekadosh Anisha with Gemar Bia, why not? Mefurish Gemara, because she becomes a bulu with the Tchilas Bia, and she's not going until the Gemar Bia. Since Zok Tishar HaMelech, I saw a Niflu de Gekasha from the Mishnah HaMelech, that the Mishnah HaMelech said that in the Havamina of the Gemara, that the only way to get married is with Kesef and Bia. That is the Hanach of the Gemara's Kasha. It's because the Gemara thinks at that point there's one way in the world to get married, and that's with Kesef and with Bia. So in that Havamina of the Gemara, why did the Gemara only ask Nairu Miras and Eichem Shkachas? The Gemara should have asked even better. How is it possible for a Kohen Gadol to ever get married? He can't marry a psula. And if he can't marry a psula, that means he can't be Mekadosh Bebiya. Why can't he be Mekadosh Bebiya? Because Gemar Bia is what creates the marriage. And by the Gemar Bia, she's already a Pa'ula Machmas Tahara. Who said this? That's not the Mishlo Melech's Chiddush. That's a Mefurish Gemara. And if the only way to get married is with Bia, or Bia with Kesef first, and then with Bia, so how are you ever going to get married? And the Mishlo Melech added to that. He said, this kasha is even a better kasha than the Gemara's kasha. Why is it better? I mean, they're both parishes in the Torah. Now I'm Rasa, the parish in the Torah, and the fact that Kohen Gadol can't marry a psula. Okay, the implication would be Kohen Gadol can never get married. So that in and of itself would make it a better kasha. But he said it's even better than that. You know why? Because the first teretz of the Gemara that the Gemara made in Akimta, there would be Negei, Shalai Kedarka, that wouldn't work for the Kohen Gadol. Because there's a mandama that holds that a woman that had a Bila Shalai Kedarka is already Nitkan Basula, and she already can't marry Kohen Gadol. So at least for Naim Rasa, there was an Eitzah, Bila Shalai Kedarka. The first teretz of the Gemara wouldn't even work to answer this kasha, which makes the kasha a better kasha. So if that's the case, Zok Tishar HaMelech, this is the kasha I saw between the Mishlo Melech. Now here's the cheshbon part. But it's pasha, because we prefaced it. The kasha that Mishlo Melech asked, if you look inside, he said, Lefi Rabbeinu Nissim Goyim, which is also the Shita Sarif. The whole kasha is only according to Rabbeinu Nissim Goyim. Why? Why is it only according to Rabbeinu Nissim Goyim? Because it's only according to Rabbeinu Nissim Goyim that the maskana of Kedushin Daf Yudam et Aleph is that the only way to do Bias Erisin is with Gemar Bia. The Rashi, the Rivam said it's Shayach Tchilas Bia. It's a Mefurish Gemara. Asikicha Kicha. Yivam Aslan Hey. I think Gemara said Gemara Bia. Yeah, I mean, Astam Gemara Bia. But let's say you say Mefurish, I want it to be Tchilas Bia. That's not a kasha. You want to know how a Kohen Gadol is going to get married? He's always going to get married with Tchilas Bia. You're going to tell the Kohen Gadol, you have to get married with Tchilas Bia. What's the problem? According to Rabbeinu Tam, obviously the kasha fight Nishan. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, really everything happens with Tchilas Bia. So the kasha is only a kasha Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen. The kasha is only a kasha, and that's the way the Mishul Melech has the kasha. The fear Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen, fake the Mishul Melech. This is the kasha that the Sharon Melech means. Okay, Sharon Melech. And this is Pasha the Lumbus that we're going to open up. And that is Azai. In that Havamina of the Gemara, that Isha Niknis Bekesef Uba Bia, you need both. You need Kesef and you need Bia. What would happen once the man just gave Kesef? So, Hare At Mikudesh Asli Betabas Ukadas Merchavi Yisrael. She accepts the ring. There's no Bia yet. All there was Kedushin. Zok the Sharam Melech, it's Pasha to me something would happen. There has to be something. It's nothing. It's something, right? The Gemara in Perek Nayim Maras Iboilu Baum Negas Gaias and Miklush Kolish. Right, you find this in so many different areas in Halacha when there's two things that Peshukfis make something happen. In Svara, there's always Makom to say that the first Paula does something. How much does it do? Is it qualitatively? Is it quantitatively? A bezok the Sharam Melech that Yesh Loimar. Once the man gives the Kesef, at that point, it's Skukavay Medes already. And if it's Skukavoy Medes, so it comes out, it's like Nesuim. And it comes out, it's like a Yavama. And there, what's the Maskonas of Gemara, the way Rabbeinu Nissim Goyim, and the Rif said before, it's the beginning of Paragabal Yimimtoi, over there, the Aloch is going to be Tchilas Bia, is going to be Koina. So it comes out, for sure it's going to be Tchilas Bia. And that Havamin of the Gemara, that the way Bia is Koina is together with Kesef, that means if you do the Kesef first, at that point, it's already going to be Skukavoy Medes. And if it's Skukavoy Medes, for sure the Bia is going to be Tchilas Bia. And if it's going to be Tchilas Bia, so then you're not going to have a Kasha. It's true. Lefia, and as Rabbeinu Nissim Goyim learned, Bia is Gemara Bia. But what was the Svar? He explained it so beautifully. He himself was Mechalik between Erusin and Nesuin. He said because he can't be Mechadish and Ishus with a Tchilas Bia. To be Goymer and Ishus, he could, but to be Mechadish, you can't. And that's the Schil between Erusin and Nesuin. That's the answer to the first Kasha. And that's the difference between Yevamos and Ishus. That's the answer to the second Kasha. It was the Ulashitasa. It's the same gang. It's because you can't Shaf Ishus with a Tchilas Bia. But to be Mashlum and Ishus, you could. Once this Kukubai Medis, that in of itself is going to be okay. Is Dr. Sharam Melech, Yeshloimar, that once this, if Kedusha would happen, the Kesef and Bia, the Kesef would make enough that it should be a Skukavai Medes. And being that the Kesef would make enough that it should be a Skukavai Medes, so already at that point, all the Bia is doing is being Mashlim. If all it's doing is being Mashlim, so good. Tchilas Bia is enough to be Mashlim. Tchilas Bia would be Koina, it wouldn't be Gemara. And if it would be Tchilas, there would be no problem between the Kohen Gadol and the Besula, like the Gemara said Mefurish, because if all it is Tchilas Bia, there's no issue. Davni Balloon brings his teretz from the Sharam Melech, and even though it's Niflin the Welt, but at the same time, Davni Balloon says that it's not Mestaber. The Einoi Nira. The end of the day, it's Einoi Nira, because the Sharam Melech is equating the Skukavai Medes of an Arusa towards Nesuin. And the Skukavai Medes of Yevama, we already have a Zika, Isha Hiknum Laman HaShemayim, Alav in the Torah of Laisi Eish, Sameis HaChutz HaLishzar, she needs Chalitza in order for her to be able to get married to somebody else. Of all the laws that emerge from there being a Zika, to the Skukavai Medes of where Kedushin happens in two Shlavin, Al Yedei Kesef and Al Yedei Bia, that you would have Al Yedei the Kesef itself. Meaning, even if it's true that the Kesef would do something, but it's certainly not on the level. It's certainly not on the level of a Skukavai Medes of an Arusa, and it's not on the level of a Skukavai Medes of a Shemeres Yavam. So it says Da'am Nimelu, even though it's very Geshmaki Teretz, Abel Amaisa at the end of the day, Einei Nira. It's not Mestaber. But the bottom line is that what emerges is really Geshmaki Reid in the Gedoyli Achroinim, maybe even a Machloik Yisharam Melech in the Avni Meluim, in that Havamina of the Gemara. This is also in the Havamina. In the Havamina of the Gemara, where the Gemara thought that maybe the way marriage happens is in two Shlavin. Marriage happens in a tziruf. It's a combination of a maisa kicha of kesef and a maisa bia uba'ala. What happens if all you did was kesef? And probably in the reverse too. What happens if all you did is bia? Does something happen? Is it all nothing until you have both shlavin? And if something does happen, if something's chal, that's chal, is that going to be considered enough for us to have already a skuka va'imedes? Maybe that's the teretz to the Mishnah Melech's kasha. Either way. Tein l'chacham v'yech gemoyt.